It's Sunday, 20th of April, 2014, 11 a.m. And on this Easter Sunday, it's beautiful. It's just, my goodness me. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday. When was the last time we had weather like this right through the Easter weekend? Incredible. Marked in the calendar for posterity forevermore. Sun's already at 11 a.m. Quite high in the sky, speeding down this time. No tree shadow on me. Clear view. The sun's got a clear view and target my face as it did all day yesterday at the car boot. Serious sun. And we had a great day at that car boot yesterday. The weather and the people and the takings for my wife Mary's charity. And she came home and she looks like a lobster. Her face was absolutely scarlet red, flame red even. But what a difference. What a difference having beautiful weather. Even the garden in front of me is just, well, if it exploded before, it's erupted even more. A beautiful little acer that I have in front of me, about 3-4 foot high and about the same across. It's just, where did all those leaves come from? They're all about 3 inches long already. It's all within about 3 days. It's incredible. My Spirea gold flame that's been with me, I've forgot how many years. So many years, that little bush. Dependable every summer. It's just beautiful. Not Spirea, the gold, the golden, the bridal wreath shrub. Oh, just stunning. Just stunning. And it sits in half shade. Anyway, I stand here this morning on Easter Sunday in t-shirt, shorts and barefoot sandals. First time this year, though, to be honest, I could have done that yesterday at the car boot, and I did take my sandals and my t-shirt along with me, and I completely forgot to change. Well, there's a surprise. Completely forgot. I only remembered when I was packing the car up at 2 p.m. and noticed the t-shirt and sandals, etc., sitting on the driver's seat. My God. I gave myself a row. But it is beautiful. Everything's beautiful this morning. Feeling great. Had a long lie. Well, I say a long lie. But we were at the Easter vigil service last night up in the town of Shotts. And what a beautiful service it was. Absolutely beautiful. Father Tom, who is the priest for both Hart Hill and Shotts, the same, very same priest that married my daughter and her husband a year past, What a gem of a man. And the whole service and the choir, my goodness, where did they come from? They were astounding. Every hymn was just fantastically beautiful. What a lovely service. So we didn't get to bed till just after midnight last night. By the time we got home, and I had a couple of slices of toast, and a wee cup of tea, and a chocolate biscuit. So I'm back at 12 and up just before 10. But we were up since 4:30 yesterday morning. Oh my Lord. This is absolutely beautiful this morning. And we're going to go a wee jaunt in the car. Get away for a few hours. Ooh, it's a slightly cool east breeze, but that was the forecast at the east coast. And we are nearer the east coast than the west coast. Would be slightly cooler and occasional clouds, so we'll be heading in a westerly direction, either south-west or west-west or north-west. We'll see, haven't decided yet. It doesn't matter, it's just about getting away for a wee bit. Car boots do tie you up for a complete day because you're really tired after it. The day before is all like preparation. But it's for a good cause, but all I'm saying is it does catch up with you in energy wise, in other words. And so getting away for a wee bit in the countryside or by the sea. Or I'd love to go to the west coast today, down by Largs, that would be nice, but it means going through a lot of big roads to get there, and I really don't want to do that. I want to stick to the country lanes, as they say. Those pesky magpies, by the way, have, or are, definitely building on the blind side of that corner for now. And so, in answer to Lee Storm, who's at N2 FGC. Sorry, Lee, it just gets me that one. It's the coffee bit, I remember. No, I haven't got rid of the magpies yet. Of all, they're pesky critters. Ah. That's beautiful this morning. That's all I can say. It's about all I can say, actually. Not a lot else. Might even cut the grass later on this afternoon, this evening. That should take about 2 minutes. So I'd just like to say to everyone, no matter where your beliefs are or whatever, just happy Easter from me, happy Easter Sunday. And just happy day, wherever you are, whatever you are. That sounded a wee bit like that late night 3 minute service that used to be on years ago in the BBC. Dear God. Time to put the eggs on. It is Easter after all, but these are real eggs. Eggs. Yucky eggs. Not cream eggs. Ah, oh, I remember the days when they used to boil them in I don't know what my mother used to do. She used to boil them and they came out different colours. And food dye, probably, because she did a lot of baking. And then paint faces on them and then go and roll them along the back green. Find a hilly, grassy knoll or a brae, as we would say. We're going to roll them down the brae and see what one cracks first. And then you eat it. Now I think kids that do it, they don't eat them. They just kick them till they're smashed to bits and leave them for the birds. What a shame. What a waste.